بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا من فضلك علما وتعليما، إنك على كل شيء قدير. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. So this is lesson 9, I think it is. Lesson 9. 8. Okay, yeah, it's lesson 8. In this program we're doing this Ramadan concerning Fada'ilul Qur'an, the virtues of the Qur'an. And in the previous two sessions, we were looking at warnings. And I said a couple of times the reason why we did that, because it is the way of the Salaf that when it concerns things that should induce fear versus things that should induce hope, you always mention the thing that induces fear first, so that you end on a more positive note, something more inspiring to good. And so we talked about the warnings against neglecting the Qur'an and forsaking the Qur'an and things like that. And today, inshallah, and moving forward, we'll be looking at virtues and related issues. So tonight, we're only looking at a single hadith. And the reason why we're only looking at one hadith is because, number one, this hadith is probably one of the most famous, well-known narrations about the virtue of the Qur'an. And number two, it requires some unpacking, some commentary to get the full understanding of what it's telling us. So this hadith is recorded by Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim. And it comes from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. We'll read the hadith in Arabic, then the translation, and look at some of the commentaries on it. So in this hadith from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ مَثَلُ الْأُتْرُجَّةِ رِيحُهَا طَيِّبْ وَطَعْمُهَا طَيِّبْ وَمَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي لَا يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ مَثَلُ التَّمَرَةِ لَا رِيحَ وَطَعْمُهَا حُلْوٌ وَمَثَلُ الْمُنَافِقِ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ مَثَلُ الرَّيْحَانَةِ رِيحُهَا طَيِّبْ وَطَعْمُهَا مُرٌّ وَمَثَلُ الْمُنَافِقِ الَّذِي لَا يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ كَمَثَلِ الْحَنْظَلَةِ لَيْسَ لَهَا رِيحٌ وَطَعْمُهَا مُرٌّ. So this hadith from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the likeness of the believer who recites the Qur'an is that of a citron. Do you know what a citron is? Think of a tangerine or an orange. We'll explain what it is. The likeness of the believer who recites the Qur'an is that of a citron, utruj. Its smell is sweet and its flavor is pleasant. The likeness of the believer who does not recite the Qur'an is that of a date. It has no scent, but its taste is pleasant. The likeness of the hypocrite who recites the Qur'an is that of a sweet basil, rehana. Its scent is pleasant, but its taste is bitter. The likeness of the hypocrite who does not recite the Qur'an is that of a, this is hard to pronounce in English, a handala in Arabic, but in English, colocynth, or you can call it a bitter gourd. It has no scent, and yet its taste is bitter. In this hadith, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam gives us four examples. And we're looking at the state of the person and whether they have iman or not, and whether they are reciting the Quran or not. So when you have those two paired, you have four possibilities. And for each possibility, he gives us a mathal, a likeness. So obviously, when we look at similitudes, when we look at metaphors, we understand that they're not all-encompassing, right? It's a certain way, a certain kind of resemblance given. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is describing the four possible states a person can have with respect to the Qur'an. He begins by describing the most superior, which is the mu'min, the believer, who recites the Qur'an. So he combines two things. He has iman and he recites the Qur'an. He says the likeness of this person is like an utrujja, or an utruj, which we said is a citron. A citron is basically, you're not going to find this in the grocery store, I don't think. Maybe at some farmer's market you may, but a citron is basically an orange. Think of a citrus fruit like an orange or a tangerine. It's very similar. It's from the same family. That is the likeness. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam describe the believer who recites the Quran being like a citron? Well, we have a really beautiful commentary on this from Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. And he puts forth a question. There's all sorts of fruits that smell good and taste good. So why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention the citron in particular and not, say, an apple? An apple smells nice and it tastes good. A pear smells nice and it tastes good. There's all sorts of fruits that smell good and taste good. So why did he mention the citron in particular when any other fruit could be described as sweet smelling or good smelling and pleasant to eat? Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, he put forth this question and he gave an answer. He said, it is mentioned, it is said, the reason why the citron was specifically used as a metaphor, unlike other fruits that are also pleasant in taste and smell, like apples, is because the peel of the citron, like an orange peel, it has medicinal value and it's uplifting. And from the peel of the citron, you can extract an oil. Or from the seeds of the citron, you can extract an oil, a beneficial oil. So it's not just the taste, it's not just the smell, it's actually full of other benefits too. You can extract the oil from the seeds and use that for medicine. You can use the peel for other purposes, and it smells good. He goes on to say, it's also said that jinn do not approach a house containing citron because it has a nice smell. Jinn generally avoid or they dislike pleasant smells. So it has a pleasant smell, and it's said that citron, because of its smell, it repels jinn. And this, he says, is drawing a parallel to the Qur'an because the shayateen do not approach the Qur'an. He says, if you look at the seeds of the citron, the seeds have a white coating. And the white coating of the seed is likened to the heart of the believer. Pure, clean. He says, additionally, the citron, the utruj, has several desirable qualities. Its large size, its attractive appearance, its pleasant color, its soft texture, its delicious taste, its pleasant flavor, its benefits for the stomach, including it aiding in digestion and other benefits. So Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar is citing from other authorities who said, basically, the citron is a really beneficial fruit, and you benefit not just from the taste and not just from the smell, but also from the skin, also from the seeds. And the likeness between the citron and the mu'min who recites the Quran is in that it has a medicinal property because it's engaging in something that is shifa, is a healing, and it's uplifting. And from it, you can extract beneficial oil that's medicinal. So the analogy or the metaphor is on multiple levels. That is the believer who recites the Qur'an. So they combine between iman and reciting the Qur'an. So the citron, inside of it, there's a pleasant taste. And even if you don't taste it, it gives off a pleasant smell. That's in the first description of the four. The second one is the person who is a believer but who does not recite the Quran. And the Prophet ﷺ says that this person is likened to a date, because the date does not give off a smell, but it has a pleasant taste. So the smell here is equivalent to reciting the Quran or hearing the Quran from that person. But the iman is described as the taste, and inwardly it tastes good. So this is the mu'min who is sweet in taste but has no scent. Now, the date also has beneficial properties, but there's no scent. So it's a lower level compared to the citron, but it still has benefit because they have iman. The third example is of the munafiq who recites the Quran. So this person is lacking iman in their heart, but they are reciting the Quran. And the Prophet ﷺ says this person is like the rayhana. What is the rayhana? Rayhana is in English sweet basil. Sweet basil, I don't know if we can even, you could probably get it here, but I mean, you have basil, so I assume, Russian stores. I mean, we have basil in stores, but I don't know if it's the exact same kind as described in the hadith. Sweet basil is found in many parts of the world, and it is used for giving a nice smell. If you go to the Arabian Peninsula, Al Jazeera, it tends, in traditional Arab culture, they will often give you some rayhana when you come into the house, and you rub it on your hands. And in Yemen, in some parts of Yemen, I don't know if it's all across Yemen, but at least where I was, the Bedouins would take the rayhana and they would put it inside of their turban on Jumu'ah. Do they have this where you're from? Grow them on the house. Okay. Do you wear them on your turbans for Jumu'ah? The old men, right? Right. So this is an old practice. And you'll still see this in Saudi Arabia, especially anywhere south of Mecca, which is essentially Yemeni culture, right? They still do that in the villages. The men will take the rayhana, they'll make braids out of them and put them into the turban. It gives a nice smell. But if you take the rayhana, that sweet basil, and chew it, it's very, very bitter. It's not something you want to chew. This is the example the Prophet ﷺ gives for the munafiq who recites the Quran. So outwardly, they exude a very nice smell because they're reading the Quran. It's pleasant. But they don't have iman, so inside there is bitterness. Now, there's one narration of this hadith that's not in Bukhari and Muslim. The narration in Bukhari and Muslim says, مَثَلُ الْمُنَافِقِ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ كَمَثَلُ الْرَيْحَانَ. Right, this is the example of the hypocrite who recites the Quran. In another narration that's not found in Bukhari, there's a variant wording which says, مَثَلُ الْفَاجِرِ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ. Which, fajir here means a corrupt person. It doesn't necessarily mean they are a hypocrite. So from that understanding, it would apply to a believer who recites the Quran but doesn't act on it. Allahu A'lam. So this is the person who, you know, they recite the Quran but they don't have sincerity, they don't have iman in their heart. And then you come to the last one, which is the worst of the four. The first two are good, the first one is superior, the last one is the worst. And that is the munafiq who also does not recite the Quran. And for this example, the Prophet ﷺ uses the word hamdala. Hamdala is basically a kind of bitter gourd. You know, you have these pumpkins and you have these gourds. They come from a certain family. Well, you have one type that's called hamdala, which is a bitter gourd. That is known for having an extremely bitter taste and also not having any smell whatsoever. And it looks like a small watermelon, and it's used in East Africa. They take the seeds and burn them, and they use them for some medicinal properties, but it's very acidic, and when they use it, it's for as a laxative. So it's not something except for emergency usages. So that is the metaphor given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So number one is the believer who recites the Quran, pleasant in taste and in smell. Outwardly and inwardly there's pleasantness. Then you have the one who is pleasant in the taste, but they don't have a nice smell. And that is the one who inwardly has iman, but they're not reciting the Quran, right? So what it means here is that, if you look, what's the difference between a citron and a date? Well, in the case of a date, the date doesn't give off a nice smell, but it's still of benefit to other people. It's still of benefit. And the believer who's not reciting the Quran like they should, they're still of benefit. They still have good, just not as much as the one who recites the Quran. And the ulama mention that just as the citron peel is medicinal, in this metaphor, the citron peel is medicinal, likewise, the believer is medicinal in that the believer contributes to the healing of society around him. The believer should not be contributing to sickness and degeneracy and disease in the society they live in, right? Just like the citron has medicinal properties, the believer has medicinal properties in so much as they try to bring benefit to people around them. And if they're not bringing lots of benefit, at least they're not bringing extra harm or extra disease. In the analogy of the citron, the utruj, we mentioned also that it repels jinn, because the jinn dislike pleasant smells. And the citron has this unique property that it drives away evil jinn. Likewise, when the believer recites the Qur'an, what are they doing? They're also driving away evil jinn through their dhikr and their tilawah. So as we said in the beginning, this is perhaps the most famous hadith that describes the virtues of the Qur'an. If not the most famous, it's one of the top five of the most famous narrations. And when you unpack it, you see that it's far deeper than just, oh, tastes good and smells good. No, there's more to it. Healing, benefit to others, driving away evil, and so on and so forth. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.